I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance. Politicians today often speak of our democracy. But is democracy the correct term? The Founding Fathers were wary of democracy, under which people vote directly for or against the passage of laws. They feared the ill effects of political factions. For example, a majority faction of non-landowning citizens could vote against the legitimate rights of landowners. Soon, the Founders feared, the Union would be torn apart. Or as James Madison expressed in Federalist Paper No. 10,
"It is that such democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths."
The Founders therefore created a representative republic, under which citizens elect a body of representatives who in turn cast votes for or against proposed laws. In a republic, Madison said,
"The delegates both filter and refine the many demands of the people so as to prevent the type of frivolous claims that impede purely democratic governments."
Our republic, unlike most countries in the world, is a nation of sovereign states, each with its own laws and regulations. That's why Hibbs Hallmark & Company is licensed in all 50 states to protect your company against loss wherever you do business. Set up a no-cost consultation at HibbsHallmark.com.